Connecting listeners, local businesses, and the community. The Mesilla Valley is better together. Here's what's happening in your community.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. We thank you for tuning in to any one of our four radio stations, whether it's your country, 103.9 KGRT, today's hottest music, Hot 103, Classic Rock 98.7, or our latest edition, 104.5 Cool FM, The Rhythm of Cruces. We have some special guests joining us today, and we are very excited to welcome our friends from the Amador Health Center. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Well, let's start off with the proper introductions. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Sure. My name is Diana Salcedo. I am the director of administration at Amador Health Center. I've been there for nearly 7 years.
Nice.
And just love what I do.
Very, very nice. Introductions?
Good morning. My name is Maribel Vasquez, and I am the community outreach program manager.
All right.
I've been there for about 10 years.
Nice.
Wear many hats.
So very busy, right?
Very busy.
Well, for both of you, very busy, right? So I'm sure there's always a different adventure happening at work every day, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is amazing. So, of course, talk a little bit about Amador Health. Let's talk a little about, for those that are listening, let them know a little bit about Amador Health Center and the services that they offer here in our community.
Sure. So Amador Health Center is a community health center that is... We provide different services under one roof. We provide medical services, primary care, behavioral health services, including counseling, medication management. We have dental services through our partnership with DACC. And then we have recovery services, some housing as well. We have a pharmacy on site. We have lab on site.
Wow.
We do a lot.
I was going to say, y'all are a one-stop shop when it comes to everything medical, right?
Yes, that's okay. Our goal. And we're still trying to develop our dental suite a little bit more. But we continue to grow, so it's
I was going
to
say, and growing within the community too. You know, you mentioned, you know, working with other outlets like DACC. So that's kind of crazy how you guys are able to incorporate the community into the growth of what you guys have going on at Amador Healthcare.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're also part of a CCBHC through partnership with FYI Plus, who is also big, you know, in the community. But yeah, and Maribel can chime in if I left anything out of the services that we provide.
You know, Maribel, one of the things I want to ask too, and I think oftentimes this is especially for this reason, is, you know, bilingual assistance as well. I think oftentimes people are looking for services that, you know, have both English and Spanish. Do they offer that when it comes to Amador Health Center?
Yes, we do. We have staff that is bilingual, English and Spanish. So that is not an issue. If you need help, there's always going to be somebody that can help you translate stuff. We have medical assistants that are bilingual. They can go in with you into the doctor's room and translate anything that you need. We also have a telephone translation system. So if there's different languages that people need to be helped with, then we can just dial a number and then get the language that they need.
Wow, this is so amazing. And I think this is very eye-opening, especially for those that are coming to the community, someone that's maybe new to the area that I think may not often think that something like this is available. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah, and just to kind of piggyback back off Maribel said, we also have community health workers. We have case managers, and so then they help bridge those gaps and just, you know, coordinate services and refer individuals to services in the community that kind of go outside of the scope of medical, right?
So, yeah.
And then we, you know, on as needed basis, we offer a transportation also, and just, you know, being able to connect people to the community, resources.
That is amazing. I mean, I those that are listening, and just definitely the awareness for people to know that this exists and knowing that this is available in our community. I think oftentimes those that are in the community may not know that there's resources that are as easy as picking up the phone, or and it's through phone calls, or they can just walk in for if they have any questions. How does that work out for those that are listening right now that maybe want to learn more about Amador Health Center?
Yeah, so I would say different avenues, right? They can pick up the phone and call us. They can also send a message through our website. Mm-hmm. If they go on our website, they can send a message, and then we receive it in administration, and then we filter it to whoever, you know, needs to kind of take care of that. We follow up with the individuals, and then, of course, walk-ins. We accept walk-ins. We'll set them up for appointments there, or we can even get them seen that day if possible.
That is amazing. Earlier, you mentioned the translation, and this is coming from somebody who was always the designated family member that would have to be the, okay, you're going to need to translate to your grandparents what's going on. And I think that's so amazing, the fact that you have staff that's ready to translate for, maybe it's for someone that's elderly or someone that doesn't know the language. That's awesome.
Yeah, and one of the things is, like you're saying with translations also, we try to explain medical terms. We try to make it easy to understand, because sometimes we know like medical words can be like really hard or difficult to understand. Yeah. Or like with the pressure within the visit, sometimes we don't understand what the doctor's saying. Yeah. So we make sure that our medical assistants help with that they help the patient feel comfortable before they leave the room, and that they understand what the doctor said.
That is amazing, because sometimes there'll be a word that I don't even know in English. And I'm like, and I need to translate this now in Spanish to my grandparents. I don't know. See, that's the thing. There wasn't Google Translate. It wasn't as easy back in the day. But that's why it's so great. And I think something like this is so drawn to myself personally, because of knowing that there's a service like that's out there. And also knowing that you're serving here, but also I'm assuming you guys also serve just the community around us as well. I'm sure there's people coming from different areas of the county to benefit from these services, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we started off with, you know, our core mission was to provide services to the homeless community.
Yeah.
We are located in the Community of Hope campus. And mm-hmm. so a lot of the homeless individuals do come. But also we've just evolved so much. So we serve anybody and everybody who comes through our doors.
Currently we have patients from Chaparral, from Vado, from Mesquite, Berino, Anthony, Doña Ana, so all around Las Cruces. And then we also do a lot of outreach out there in these communities. We do have a mobile unit, and so sometimes we have a nurse, a medical assistant, a community health worker. We go out there, set up like these small clinics, offer vaccines or other services. We do serve a lot of the agricultural workers. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we take our mobile unit out there. And this is, I think, services that are very needed in these rural areas, especially for those people who transportation is very difficult.
That is amazing. That's fascinating. You're right, because transportation could be an issue trying to get to these. And not only that, you're, in a sense, meeting them there where they need these services. The fact that you're going into these smaller communities or into these designated areas to offer those services, that's amazing. So what's a typical day for both of y'all? Like, what's it like? So obviously you start off with, you know, radio interviews and what is it like for you on a typical day? We'll start just kind of, what's a typical day for you like working?
For me, I mean, I kind of oversee different areas, I would say, like everything revenue cycle, so billing, and then our front office operations, making sure that the electronic health record system is not broken or nothing needs to, you know, be fixed, because I oversee that as well.
And I'm sure that's a major component to making sure everybody's day is, if something's not right, everybody else's day is probably not going to be in a good spot. No, Maribel, what about you? What's a typical day for you?
So for me, it could vary a lot. Uh-huh. Some days could be that I have to do admin stuff, which means just running reports and putting in numbers and, you know, scheduling events, things like that. And then I have my days, which I love the best,
okay.
the most, which is when I get to go do outreach.
Nice.
Like I said, we go like to all these different rural communities. We take our mobile unit. So making sure that the unit has everything that we need, setting up stuff. We do a lot of outreach in the community too. So we table events like health fairs or events at different organizations like DACC and MSU, things like that. So I love outreach. So, those are my favorite days.
Definitely busy days, and we just, yeah. You know, even making time to come and talk to us today, we just appreciate the time, both of you joining us. And, you know, you mentioned events. I know there's an event that's going to be coming up, right? Let's talk a little bit about what we're going to be seeing in just a few weeks.
Yes. So it's a very exciting event that we have coming up. It's Amador's biggest event of the year. It's our fundraiser.
Okay.
It's Run With Your Doc. And this is the biggest fundraiser that we do for Amador Health Center. Like you know, we are a federal qualified health center. We're a community health center. So we operate on grants and donations. Mm-hmm. So, and like Diana said previously, we serve everyone and everyone. So there's a lot of cost that Amador has to eat because not all of our patients have insurance. So with this event, any funds that we get help.
I would say they help cover those gaps, right?
Okay.
So for example, they can come and see the case manager because of, you know, some other issue or that's preventing them to get the care they need. And so sometimes it might be like getting them a hotel so they can recover from a wound, right? From a wound.
Oh, wow.
Because they're living in the street. It can be, I remember there was this instance where this gentleman needed to go to the hospital and he was refusing because he didn't want to leave his pet, right?
Yeah.
Unattended. Oh. And so what, you know, the team worked on, we were able to get the pet boarded for a few days so that way that individual could get to the hospital.
Oh.
And receive the care he needed. We also, you know, we get Uber Health. We work with Uber Health, so we get transportation if they need to go to the hospital or just different services around the area. So all of those costs, right? I mean, they're for, a lot of the times they're for uninsured or underinsured individuals. And so that's where we use this funding for this Run With Your Doc, is just to make sure that we cover all of those unexpected expenses.
That is just amazing. You literally are a one-stop shop. I mean, up to the pets are making sure they're taken care of while you're taking care of yourself. And, of course, with Run With Your Doc, so what, we're going to just go find a bunch of doctors and we're going to make them race? Like, are we going to be able to, like, hey, I'm going to bet on my doctor and see how fast they can run? But, no, it's not like that. We're not doing a Fast and Furious style doctor race. But this is a perfect opportunity, not only that, but if someone out there, and I know, you know, we're in the beginning of the year, that there's people that are probably saying, hey, you know, I want to maybe do my first 5K, or yeah, maybe I just want to be able to go walk a mile, and they just want to get started. This is the perfect opportunity to do that, right?
Yes, there's different options.
Yeah.
There's the 1 mile walk run, and then there's 5K walk, 5K run, and then a 10K run.
Okay.
So whatever you feel comfortable doing. I know for myself, I've done the 1 miles
yeah,
before. This time I'm challenging myself and I'm going to do the 5K.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, just really encouraging everybody to come support, have fun, be part of, you know, something bigger in the community.
Maribel is saying she's going to do the 10K then.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're going to do the 5K? Then I'm going to do the 10K. No, but it's just a great time and for people to come out. And so for our listeners that right now are, you know, hearing us, if they want to get involved, maybe they want to participate. Let's start with participation. So somebody that's an active runner or wants to try a 5K or they want to do the mile walk, how can they get involved?
Yeah. They can register. I know that there's going to be the link for registration in the Hot 103,
yes,
right, website, but also on our website and on our social media. We'll make sure to make that public. And, you know, anybody who wants to participate, yeah,
just come on out. Now, one thing that we did mention too is businesses that would like to participate. If there is somebody that would like to get involved, and maybe whether it's through sponsorship or whether it's through their way of how can I give back and help out what the Amador Health Center is doing, is there someone they can contact if anybody wants to get involved on a business side of it?
Yes, that would be Maribel, and I'll let her speak.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so we welcome all of our community partners, businesses, anybody that would like to support our mission and vision within the community to become a sponsor.
Okay.
They can contact me.
Okay.
My email is maribel.com. Vasquez at Amador Health Center. They can directly call our health center as well.
Okay.
And just ask for me, and I will send them a full packet with all the information. There are a lot of different options that they can go with. Right now, I'm also inviting all of our community partners, if sponsorship is not a possibility, to create a team.
Okay.
They can always create a team and participate and come and represent your organization as well. Get some visibility on your organization.
Very nice. That's amazing, because you're right too. Even through getting an organization, if there is a business out there that wants to say, hey, we're going to get all the staff together to participate, this is a perfect opportunity to contribute and, you know, yes, getting the name, your name out there, but also to show your support to Amador Health Center and being involved in this 10K that Maribel mm-hmm. is going to be running. So she might be running by herself. So. I'm just kidding. No, this is such a great organization. I got to say, I'm very excited for what is to come from the Amador Health Center and just all the things that the organization does for the community. I think it's definitely opened up a lot of eyes for people to realize that these services are here in this town now more than ever, that people are needing assistance and needing help. Knowing that the Amador Health Center is here is truly great. But thank you both for both being here today and being on the air with us. We really appreciate it. And some final thoughts. What we got? What else we got going on?
Yes, just one final thing. If somebody out there is seeking services and does not have insurance, we do provide a sliding fee discount program.
Okay.
So you do not have to have insurance. We'll work with you if you're not, you know, able to pay. We have payment plans. Again, the sliding fee, very affordable. And so please don't delay care. That's the worst thing that you can do. So we're here to help, and we're open to anybody. We'll work with you. So please come on by.
Thank you both so much for joining us and being on the show with us today. We really appreciate it. And like you said, the information coming up for Run With Your Doc is going to be available on our websites. Just click on the events tab and there you will connect to learn more, as well as information if it is to contact you, Maribel. We're going to make sure to get that information as well. So for sponsorships, if anybody's interested, they can get in contact with you. So we're going to make sure that we put that information there as well. Thank you both so much for joining us and being on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. Remember, you can hear us on any one of our platforms, whether it's your country, 103.9 KGRT, today's hottest music, Hot 103, classic rock 98.7, and cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruces. My name is Joey Hernandez for Mesilla Valley Better Together. Connecting listeners, local businesses, and the community, the Mesilla Valley is better together.